Hello, Blind Cool Tech. This is Matthew Bullis from Phoenix, Arizona, and I'm here to review the Variax 700 Acoustic Modeling Guitar. This is available from Line 6, but stores like MusiciansFriend.com sell it. That's where I got mine a couple of years ago. Basically, what this guitar does, unlike other machines that have amp modeling and things like that, this guitar allows you to get the sound of different guitars, have alternate tunings without actually retuning, and it allows you to select the mic position of the way the guitar sounds. I realize that this is a guitar that not everybody will be able to afford, or that it may be too complicated for some people, or you don't need that many features. But I thought I'd review it, because I've done recordings in the past with unusual instruments, and why not? What I'll say at the outset is if you actually do have one of these, and you have your settings all messed up, then you can go to the sitar setting, which is... that one right there. And you can unplug the cord, and you hold in the knob, and you plug it back in. And those beeps tell you that it's defaulted and it's reset. So you're on the sitar setting, and I personally had settings which I defaulted and scrapped because I wanted to make sure that you wouldn't get confused as I went through here, so everything's defaulted. This has 16 guitar sounds in it, and it has the alternate tunings and the mic position and the compression, things like that. I'm gonna first twirl the knob at the top, and then I'll describe this. We start out with a sitar setting, and if you can see, the instruments have a written equivalent on this knob. As you turn it, you look through the slot, and you can see what you're twirling. So I don't have vision, so I can't tell you what each one of these are. The manual lists them. You have things like triple O and Mandola and, 1925 parlor guitar, something like that. So all sorts of specific guitar models. And the manual is a download in PDF from Line 6. And I believe Musician's Friend gave a link to that. If you go on the Variax 700 acoustic product page, it will have a link for the manual. So I'm just going to twirl through the knob here. Start out with the sitar sound. Next one. I believe that's the mandola. That's the banjo. That's the first of the guitars. That's the first of the two 12-string models. There's the second 12-string model. Kind of a deeper bass sound. Thank you. each model is different. It has different bass characteristics and things like that. So you're twirling through these instruments and you find out that the next one's louder than the other or it has more highs. So you really have to do a lot of adjusting if you're switching from instrument to instrument on this. To the sitar sound. That's a total of 16 different sounds. Now I'm gonna go through what the guitar feels like. This feels like an electric guitar, but when you plug it in, of course, it sounds like an acoustic. If you don't have the guitar on at all, it just sounds normal. So that's what you get when the guitar is not amplified. Let me turn it up a little bit. Now, it's important when playing with this guitar, especially when you get into the alternate tunings, that you wear headphones or have an amp loud enough where you won't hear the physical strings, and I'll get into that later after the description. The sound hole is not really a sound hole at all. It just looks like a sound hole, but it is solid. You reach your hand in the sound hole, and it's just a solid wood in there, and there's a label inside with the info. Along the top side of the guitar, where your arm rests, there is a label with some embossed writing on it, which tells you how to use the guitar if you've not used it before. And then around the shoulder of the guitar, you have your controls. You've got three sliders, the top one, the middle, and the bottom one. And then you have the slot that I told you that you can look through and see what instrument you're tuned to. Then you have this knob, and it just pushes once, just a click knob. Or you can hold it in, and then, of course, it rotates. But other than that, it's just an electric guitar. On the side, you have your quarter-inch jack near the bottom there. Above that quarter-inch jack is a rubber stopper, which covers up either a phone jack or I think it feels like it's one of the network cable jacks. That's for connecting it to the computer for software updates. There's a program called Workbench, which is about $100 that you can go in and modify the settings on your own, make a custom instrument that's not on here. I haven't invested in that because these are enough for me, and I don't know if the Workbench software is accessible with JAWS or WindowEyes or anything like that. So I haven't looked into it. Above the stopper is just a little release. When you've actually got the cord plugged in, you press that to release it. And it does have strap buttons on here. Strap button is about a hand's width above stopper and release that I just described, and then there's a strap button just below the neck on the side that's pointing towards you as you're holding the guitar. You string this guitar with acoustic strings, your favorite gauge, because these respond to the way acoustic strings work. In fact, it even has an acoustic look. It's got the six pins that hold the strings at the other end on the right side. And on the guitar, on the fretboard, it has two extra frets for the bottom three strings. Strings 1, 2, and 3. Now, your string numbering is going to be important here when we get into the tuning and things like that, because this is the way that the sliders move. So your string 1 is your high E. Your strings are numbered 1 through 6 from bottom up. On the back of the guitar is your battery compartment, and you have to take a coin or a screwdriver to undo the screw there, but that's not too big of a deal. When you undo the compartment, you get a shell which holds 6 AA batteries, or you can take the shell off and you've got a 9 volt connector. Now, I never used that because I just plugged it in, but in performance you could either have one or the other. Apparently the 9 volts don't last as long as the 6 AA batteries, and there was some discussion about being careful to put the batteries in correctly or it blows out the diode. But I haven't used it. It comes with a power cord. Now, I'll discuss how you connect this. The quarter-inch guitar cord that you use comes with it because it's a special powered cord. It has something to do with the way the cord is actually wired. The cord is called a TRS cord, tip ring sleeve. So if you lose the cord that comes with it, then you have to buy a TRS cord, which costs just a little bit more. And I'm kind of disappointed that they don't seem to have angled TRS cords, so it just sticks straight out from the bottom of the guitar. And if you try to put an angle on it, like if you buy an adapter, it defeats the purpose of the TRS. In other words, it doesn't carry the power that it needs. The TRS cord goes into the box that comes with the Variax, and the box is just a power box, kind of a larger one, and that plugs into the wall, of course. And then on the other side of the box, you have a quarter-inch jack and an XLR jack, and that's the output side of the box. You can hit the switch that's on the box with your foot. It's just a toggle, so right now the output is to the quarter-inch jack. If I hit the switch once, which you can hit with your foot, it takes it and switches it to the XLR. So if you're playing in performance and you have one jack to the amp and one XLR cord to the PA system, you can switch back and forth. So you have to use this box or you have to power the guitar with the batteries. So that's how you connect the guitar. Now we can go into how to use the guitar. I'm going to switch to one of the normal guitar settings and show you the features of the guitar, and then I'll go into specifics. I can't do it with a sitar because a couple of these guitars, you can't do the alternate tunings, and you get different options. I'll go into that later. Let's pick a guitar that sounds nice. If you press the knob once, that gets you into your alternate tunings, and it does use lights to help you along, but there's no LCD display screen, so this is perfectly blind friendly. You just don't get the option of knowing exactly what instrument you're on unless you make a braille chart or something. So I like the sound of this guitar. We'll hit the knob once. Alright, that changes us into bass mode. That's just the default alternate setting for this guitar, but each one you can change. Here's the next model, and I hit the knob once. Open D. And then, of course, the physical strings are still going. So that's why it's important to play through an amp that's loud enough to where you won't hear what the physical strings are doing. So at this point, you could use a slide. I'm terrible at slide, but your physical strings, that sound terrible. And then out of your amp. So this is digitally retuning. Your physical string is at E. I press the knob. Here's the next model. This is drop D. That switched us into a baritone guitar, because your physical string remains at E, but your alternate goes down this here. So I'm playing an E chord. That shifted us about 7 frets down, I believe. That's an A chord. Here's the D. That was a C. There's the next one. That guide tuning, and I think that gives you the idea. Those are just the defaults on some of these. It appears each one of them has one, but you can go and set one. Let's see if we like this. And turn it down a bit here. This is a pretty nice sounding guitar. Now, I'm going to tell you what each slider does. These are the three sliders that are at the shoulder of the guitar. You got the knob and then the sliders next to it. The middle slider always does the volume. It doesn't serve any other function, so that's good if you are twirling through the models and you find something that's way too loud. You can instantly turn it down. It's organized to where to the right is off, and then as you move it to the left, it gets louder. I'm going to put it in the middle here. The top slider, so that's above the volume control, is the mic position slider. As you move the mic position switch to the right, that's toward the sound hole, that's how the mic is positioned. That's how it would be if you were in live performance, if you were setting up mics. And then I'll move this slider to the middle. And all the way to the left. Kind of a subtle difference. So kind of a bassier sound. The bottom is compression, and I don't personally care for compression, but we'll put it on here and show you what it does. This is all the way to the right with no compression. In the middle. And all the way over. Kind of clips off the thumping notes, kind of like that, so I don't prefer that compression, so I leave it off. When you use the knob, the sliders have other functions, so we'll keep it on this guitar. It's a nice sounding guitar. If you just hit the knob once, you're in your alternate, but if you tap it twice, like that, not only are you in your alternate, but your sliders take on different meanings. Your middle one always does volume, so that's good. We keep keeping the sliders all the way to the right. That'll be your starting point. Now, all I did was move the slider, the top slider, the mic position slider, a little bit, and it changed. And then I moved it back to the right again, so it kind of cleared that alternate, so it realizes that you're about to change things. So that's your two bass strings. We move the slider a little. Your drop D. And it's a very fine movement, so you pretty much have to grab the strings with your fingers and... Alright, there's the next one. This is giving you are the most popular alternate tunings. And the next one. A sort of open G. All right, the same open G except for... So that's the only string that changes on that. Could almost go by it. Open D. There's the next one. Open E. That's the end. You reach the end of the slider. That's all the way to the left on the top slider. We've left the bottom slider alone. If we move the slider all the way to the right again, you get your bass note. So say we wanted the dadgad tuning. I knew that I wanted the B string to drop down to A. Now you can leave it like that and play. Want to keep it there, just tap the knob once. Now you have an opportunity, but because of the where the sliders are, you may not like the position. Maybe that's too much mic position, so set your mic position and compression, which will let you dial in the sound now. So at this point, you're ready to save your setting if you want this guitar to come up. Now, if you tap your knob once, you're in standard. Tap it again and you're in the tuning, and you can adjust your mic positions switch. Now, what I do with certain guitars on this model is I want the alternate tunings to come up right away when I twirl through them so I know where I'm at. Now, if you hold in the knob at this alternate tuning, that's where the alternate tuning will come up instantly when you twirl through that guitar. But if you want to get to them later, then you hold the knob in at the standard. We'll do that. And it saved it and clicked a little bit. Now, the only time we'll get to the alternate tuning is if we press the knob. Now I switched to the next model. I'll switch back to the model where we're at, and it goes to standard. Well, I'd like to fix that, so I'm in the dadgad alternate that I've set up. I will hold the knob in just like I did before. Now I'll twist all the way through here and get lost. Okay, that tells me that I'm back to the model that I was at. So that's an easy way, if you can't see these models, to have place markers. We'll leave that and go on to another guitar. I like the sound of this one. So we'll set the sliders again all the way to the right, except for the middle one, the volume. This keeps your place, so you know where you're at with these sliders, because it will get confusing. We're going to add features now. So we'll double tap. And moving the top slider, you get your alternate tunings. Okay, this is where it gets even more confusing. Move both sliders, the top and the bottom, all the way to the left. Now, standard. If you start moving your top slider from the left toward the right, and in very small movements now, we've dropped a half a step. Now we've dropped a whole step. A step and a half. So it's basically dropping us down. Faults on one of the guitars. And it's dropping the whole thing down. Now we've come to the end of the lower part. It's dropped us down a full octave. And we're still moving the slider from left to right, and we've almost got to the end, but now we're into the upper reaches. This has put us up 7 frets, basically. Normal strings are still at but the sound out of the machine is. If we keep moving from left to right. Finally standard, and then you're at that time you're at the end of the slider on the top on the right. So that's a virtual capo it has, and it really doesn't sound all that, because I'm playing in G now. Once again, you're in. I was playing the same piece out of G position, but getting D. So you can hear a little bit of digital compression or whatever they call it. So there's your virtual capo. Let's set the bottom and top sliders all the way to the left now. Now you're in standard. Now this is where you have to be specific on each string here. Alright, I move the slider just a bit. Now, the high E string is louder than the others. This is where I told you that you have to be aware of how the strings are numbered. The high E is string 1. If we move the slider over a little bit, that brings the B string in focus and drops all the others. To the right. Now the purpose of that is to highlight each string. Let's move it back to the left where the high E is the focus. For this demonstration, I will move to the B string. Now take your top slider, which is pointing to the left right now. So now that's retuning the individual string. So the loudness tells you what string you're tuning. I happen to want the bottom two strings to ring out as E. We'll move the bottom slider a little bit to the right. That highlights the G. Alright, I want it to go from G to A. And on your physical guitar, it's still G. So that string's where I want it. I move the bottom slider a little bit more to the right, highlighting the D string, and I move the top slider back to the left, because I want that to ring out as E. Okay, I don't need to change the A string for this tuning. Go to the E and move the top slider to the E. Way back to the left to get. Alright, now. I believe that's right, so we'll tap the knob once to see if that's exactly what I want. That's the tuning. Instructional video on how to play that song. That's Named by the Goo Goo Dolls. That's the tuning. So we've got D A E A E E. And your normal tuning. So it brought your B string all the way up to an E, which you physically can't usually do. You'd have to put two E strings on the bottom. So it avoids string breakage for weird tunings like this. Now, there are certain guitars that you can't retune. The sitar is one of them. So we'll double tap the knob and see what options we have for fine-tuning the sitar. Ooh. You can really bring out the buzzing. That's with the bottom slider. Okay, that's too much on the left, so I'm going to put it in the middle. The top slider doesn't appear to do too much, so I guess that's just the mic position. And so, that's the way that will, you can adjust that. You can't alternate tune. You'd have to actually physically tune if you wanted something different. There's the mandola, another one you can't change, so let's see what adjustments it will give us. Okay, the adjustment on this will adjust the amount of detuning between the doubled strings. And for me, I can't stand something to be out of tune, so I won't detune that. Okay, that should be the banjo. I should be able to retune this. Double tap the knob. Right, there's the alternate tuning. Okay, that appears to be what I want. I hit the knob once to bring it in focus. And if I want that to be the tuning that it comes up all the time, I'll keep it on the alternate tuning and hold the knob in once. The 12 string sets. The adjustments on the 12 strings are these. The bottom slider shows how much octave string you get. Over to the right, it just sounds like the regular strings of a guitar. But as you move it toward the middle, you get your octave strings. If you move it all the way to the left, it takes away the lower strings. So you get a high-tuned guitar. So you want to keep this in the middle. You get the 12-string sound, and the top slider adjusts the detune that I showed on the mandola. So we'll hit the knob once, and that's the way your 12-string sounds. Here's the next 12-string. I'll adjust this. The way I want this 12 string to sound. Sound of this guitar. A nice full sound. And that's what I do with this Variax guitar. I really enjoy it. The list price is somewhere around $1,600, but you can search around and maybe Musician's Friend will have a nice sale. But I think the list price, you can get it for around $1,100, and then maybe better if you have some good deals on it. This has been out for a couple of years, and then there's the Workbench software that you can use, which will allow you to make custom acoustics. So find an amp that plays loudly enough, or use headphones to where you won't hear the physical strings when you're doing your alternate tunings. And this has a lot of possibilities because you can tune each string. It gives you down a full octave or up 7 half steps. So that's the range of your tuning. Those are the major features of the Variax 700 acoustic modeling guitar. The Variax also comes with quite a nice padded gig bag. The only hard case, if you're traveling with this, is going to be the Chet Atkins Acoustic Series case. And that's the only hard case that will actually fit this Variax. It's a thin-bodied electric guitar. But the gig bag is quite adequate. It's got a lot of padding on it. If you have any questions about the Variax, Line 6 has user forums, though I haven't been on them in a while. And then you can email me if you have any questions. As I said, the manual is in PDF format, and it's pretty readable. Email address is matthewbullis@runbox.com. It's matthewbullis@runbox.com. And I hope you've enjoyed the demonstration, and let me know if you have any questions. Thanks for listening.